Who runs your life? If you are like most people, you live each day seeking satisfaction and pleasure your own way, independent of God. When you woke up this morning, it did not occur to you to consider what God might want you to do today. Generally, God is not in your thoughts unless something bad happens to you or someone you love. Perhaps you attend a church, mosque, or synagogue, and even pray repetitive prayers. But you do so out of habit, or because your religion, culture, or family expects you to do so. Perhaps you do so because your friends are all there. Though you may have friends and family, your life revolves around you. You might show concern for those close to you and even occasionally do something good for others, but you pursue your own comfort, pleasure, and satisfaction most of your waking moments. Is this the way you live? Are you the one running your life this way? If so, you are living as king over your own life. The Bible says that as creator, God is the only one who has the right to rule our lives. As creator, he owns everything, including us. He is the one who gave us life, and he has the right to take it away any time. God is the king with absolute authority over us. He has declared that those who rule over their own lives are his enemies because they are living lives in rebellion against his rule over them.
Psalm 2, verses 1 through 5. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure.
According to Colossians 1:13, those who are not a part of his kingdom are not on his side. They are a part of the kingdom of darkness. According to the Bible, all those who are not in God's kingdom will be cast into hell, away from his presence and the glory of his power forever.
2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 9. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
While alive on earth, you may experience a certain degree of love and happiness. In hell, there is no love or happiness, only torment. The Bible says that God is just, and the eternal punishment of hell fits the crime of rebellion against him. If you are the one running your life, then you stand justly condemned to spend eternity in hell for your rebellion. You might think your life is not that bad.
Romans 3, verses 10 and 11. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God.
You may falsely think that the good things you do will make up for your crime of rebellion.
Isaiah 64, 6. All of our righteous deeds are as filthy rags.
You may think that God is not offended, even though you have disobeyed him continually by breaking his laws.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet anything that belongs to thy neighbor.
You may falsely think that God will ignore all of your sins or that eternal hell is too severe a punishment.
Nahum chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the guilty. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet.
If you think any of these things, then your hope is not based upon anything trustworthy. It is based upon your own imagination and is in direct contradiction to the Bible.
Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Perhaps you hope that the Bible is incorrect and not really God's revealed word to mankind. Perhaps you will just put your head in the sand and pretend you did not hear this. If you are concerned, however, I would like to tell you how you can be reconciled to God and enjoy peace with Him as a part of His kingdom, rather than continue living as His enemy. Do you want to be on God's side, or do you insist on living life your way? God has made a way for you to be reconciled to Him. All your sins will be completely forgiven, and you will receive eternal life.
Isaiah 1:18. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
But you must come to God His way. Even though God is merciful, He still cannot simply excuse sin. His perfect righteousness will not allow Him to simply sweep your sins under the carpet. God's perfect righteousness demands that each and every sin you ever committed be punished. The good news is that God made a way for someone else to take that punishment instead of you. He sent His own Son, Jesus, into the world to take your punishment for you. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was whipped, beaten, and then hung on a cross to die, even though He had never sinned. Though He was completely innocent, He willingly hung there and took the punishment that you deserve. He absorbed the wrath of God as your substitute. This voluntary sacrifice He made for you satisfied the righteous demands of God. Now all who place their trust in Jesus as their only way to God receive forgiveness of sins once and for all.
Acts 10:43. To Him give all the prophets witness, that through His name whosoever believeth in Him shall receive forgiveness of sins.
Through His death, Jesus gained victory for God. Within 3 days after He died, Jesus rose from the dead, not just His spirit, but His body too. During the next 40 days, He appeared to over 500 people. Then God raised Him up to sit at His right hand as Lord and Judge over all. Before He left, Jesus promised He would come back to raise all the dead, bodily, and judge all people. He will recreate the heavens and the earth, where His people will live with Him forever, and all who do not know Him will be cast into hell forever. God's loving invitation to you. If you believe you are a sinner condemned by God and unable to save yourself, then God invites you to receive His gift of eternal life by believing in Jesus, His Son. Jesus said,
"Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30.
To receive Jesus, you must stop relying on your own righteousness and begin depending on Him alone. If you believe these things from your heart, you will be willing to let go of your life completely and let Him have control. Jesus said,
"Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it." Luke 17:33.
You must believe that God is good and that He knows what is best for you. Also, if you truly wish to follow Jesus, you can prove your allegiance to Him by being baptized. The joy of following Jesus. Because of Jesus, you can begin enjoying a personal relationship with God, your Creator. Your life will be changed forever.
John 1:12. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God.
In response to God's free offer of forgiveness in Christ, I urge you to surrender yourself to Him today. If you have decided to surrender your life to Jesus, start reading the Bible to learn about God and His promises to us. Perhaps start with John, the fourth book of the New Testament. To be strengthened in your faith, you should begin spending time each week with other believers. If you persist in viewing yourself as okay and reject the viewpoint of God, then heed His warning.